With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. U.S. Capitol Police officers have arrested and charged a pro-trans man with assault after he physically accosted U.S. Representative Nancy Mace inside the Rayburn House office building Tuesday evening. Officers from the House Division and agents with the Threat Assessment Section swiftly located the suspect identified as 33-year-old James McIntyre of Illinois. Representative Mace posted on X saying, quote, "I was physically accosted at the Capitol tonight by a pro-trans man. One new brace for my wrist and some ice for my arm, and it will heal just fine. The Capitol Police arrested the guy. Your trans violence and threats on my life will only make me double down," end quote. Authorities are building their case against Luigi Mangione, who was charged in the death of UnitedHealthcare's Brian Thompson. Correspondent Michael Sisek has more.
Police say they found a ghost gun, an untraceable, make-it-at-home kind of weapon, along with a suppressor or silencer, and writings that they say tie him potentially to this crime. Among the things he said were that there were parasites and that they had this coming to them, which investigators believe was a reference to the healthcare industry and potentially UnitedHealthcare specifically. In those writings, according to a law enforcement official, Mangione also said he did this alone. He said he wanted to save investigators the time and trouble of finding potential co-conspirators. He says there were none.
Thompson was shot and killed while on his way to an investors' conference. CVS Health has removed photos of its executives from its corporate website following the murder of Brian Thompson. The Boston Globe reported a spokesperson for CVS would not comment when asked if the company was taking other precautions. This is SRN News. Congress will consider a ban on sex change operations for kids.
Republican Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas has introduced the Safeguarding the Overall Protection of Minors Act. It would make it illegal for a doctor to perform sex change surgery on anybody under the age of 18. Marshall says, quote, "The days of demented doctors and activists getting rich off mutilating and sterilizing children are over. A growing number of states have already passed their own measures outlawing such procedures on children." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fate of pro-life laws and those having to do with LGBT issues will be decided by state Supreme Courts, and many of them were altered by this year's election. Republicans expanded their majorities on the Supreme Courts of both North Carolina and Ohio. In Arizona, conservative justices survived a campaign to oust them over their decision to revive a long-buried abortion ban. This is SRN News. A wildfire in Malibu has celebrities and other coastal residents evacuating.
Evacuation orders and warnings have gone out to some 20,000 residents of Southern California as firefighters battle a wind-driven wildfire in Malibu near celebrities' seaside mansions, horse farms, and Pepperdine University. More than 8,000 homes and other structures are under threat, and some have burned. Santa Ana winds, which sweep out of the interior toward the coast, are expected to last into Wednesday. The dry gusts have reached 40 miles per hour and made for erratic fire conditions. Actor Dick Van Dyke, who turns 99 Friday, says he and his wife evacuated as the fire swept toward their home. They managed to take their pets with them, though their cat Bobo ran off. I'm Ben Thomas.
A merger between grocery chains Kroger and Albertsons is blocked. More details at srnnews.com.